Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Amy, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How's your day going?
Great, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're just talking about the cheer weekend that I had and driving 9 hours to get back in New Jersey by 1 a.m. But I feel surprisingly refreshed, at least right now. So I'm excited to talk to you. So let's kick this off by you telling my audience of Morning Upgraders, you know, who you are, what you do for a living, and then something you are grateful for.
I am Dr. Amy Iaquinta, and I am a functional medicine practitioner. I also have a background in chiropractic, and that's what I do primarily, but I also am a mindset coach. So my practice kind of evolved into that organically. So that's a big part of what I do as well. Something I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to be on this podcast right now. I mean, there's a million things to be grateful for today, and that's one of them.
So. Oh, thank you. You said it was a natural getting into mindset coaching. I want to ask you mindset tips and whatnot, but just curious how your business moved in that direction.
Yeah, interestingly, I mean, I've been doing functional medicine for a long time, and kind of my backstory for myself is that I went through, you know, it's probably been 15, close to 20 years now, went through a big, hard, horrible time in my own life where I had to kind of pick up the pieces. And so because of that, I spent a lot of time and money and, you know, everything trying to basically reinvent myself. And so I learned a lot of things and I developed a lot of tools for myself to change who I was, essentially, you know, pick up all the pieces of a devastated life. So strangely enough, you know, with functional medicine, I'm dealing with a lot of people. It's all health issues, but, you know, there's a lot of lifestyle changes people have to make. And a lot of that is mental and emotional stuff where you have to change, maybe change the way you eat or change how you're dealing with stress. So what ended up happening is I just naturally started teaching people what I had done myself personally. And it's strange because, you know, first of all, their results would skyrocket when I would implement the mindset stuff, but people started seeking me out just for that. And so then I ended up, you know, kind of branching off and, you know, dealing with athletes, dealing with people, you know, with anxiety, you know, all kinds of things that wasn't even functional medicine related. So that's kind of just how it grew into that.
Do you have anyone that just is with you for mindset coaching, or is it kind of they go hand in hand, the functional medicine and the mindset coaching?
For me, the functional medicine always includes the mindset because there's so many, you know, I mean, but, you know, functional medicine doctors read labs, they, you know, make suggestions, they put together protocols, but they don't typically do the mindset stuff. But I always do both because I think that's really part of healing mentally, emotionally, physically. But then I do have a part of my, I won't call it part of my practice. I do have a business where, you know, they may come in and have nothing to do with health and wellness. It might just be for their own mindset. You know, they're going through a divorce or they're, you know, it could be anything. It could be an athlete trying to, you know, rebound after a game, you know, that sort of thing.
I want to talk to you about some, you said you have mindset tools and tips, and so definitely want to pull some of that out of you. But first, let's go to your mornings. How do you start your morning routine?
Always starts the same way. It doesn't matter what time I wake up. It always starts with a meditation for me. I mean, meditation is critical in my life. Meditation for me, a lot of my meditation is actually mental rehearsal. So there's so many forms of meditation that I've studied, but mental rehearsal is a big part of my meditation. So, you know, I may meditate for 30 minutes. If I have a different schedule, I might meditate for 2 hours. It could be anywhere, but it always starts with that. And then that's usually followed with, you know, a workout. And so that's kind of the two things I do in the morning. But, you know, Ryan, I know yours is a morning protocol, but I do find that a nighttime routine for me is critical, if not more sometimes. So I have a nighttime routine as well that I do. You know, I'm a big reader, so I always wind down with reading. I'm usually reading 4 or 5 books at once, but I'll just read maybe a chapter of each. And then it always ends again with putting something into my brain that's positive. I might listen to a podcast. I might listen to a YouTube video, something positive. And then I fall asleep meditating. So I'll start meditating, and then when I start getting drowsy, I will shut it off or I'll shut it down, however I'm meditating. But I always fall asleep to that because the subconscious, I'm big on the subconscious brain. So the subconscious is really open at that time where as you're waking up or as you're going to sleep. So I, in my routine, I never, ever, ever go to sleep with negative thoughts or, you know, putting bad content into my brain. So that's really, I think, critical. So I do both.
I've had a few guests talk about a nighttime routine as well, sort of like the bookends, you know, morning and night. I mean, I guess the only nighttime routine I could really think of, I do read a lot as well, but not necessarily at night per se, like on a regular basis. But the only routine I could think of that I have for the nighttime is when I'm in bed falling asleep, I'll think about like how the day went, kind of like what's on my mind, what I want to achieve the following day, just kind of like positive things, you know, whatever comes to mind. Cause I like to think, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like you kind of alluded to this, but you know, when you're feeding yourself certain thoughts as you're drifting off to sleep, your brain's probably, guess is probably working on it as you sleep, right?
It is working on it and it's being programmed, that subconscious, because you know, it doesn't really have a filter, so it will accept everything as true. So that's why I think mental rehearsal as you're planning your day out, because I do have, that's part of my nighttime too, is, you know, let me set my objectives for tomorrow. So as you want your day to go tomorrow, most people might go, oh, okay, these are the things I need to get done. But taking that one step further and mentally rehearsing how you want that to work out will really seep into the subconscious. And then tomorrow, your brain just naturally will be automatically looking for opportunities without you doing anything, because it's got that in the programming now. So I think that's super important to take it to that step.
And not really a hard lift either. And you're laying in bed just thinking about things, you know?
Right. Most people are thinking about things, but they're thinking about it in a more stressful way. Like, oh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I got to make sure. Take it the one step further and go, let me see how that, you know, let me see that going really well. Go to the end result. Oh, I accomplished that. Like you can even imagine yourself the next night feeling how good you felt that you got all that stuff done. So that step further is really important.
I actually replaced that nighttime thing I mentioned with a bad habit, which I found myself one night I couldn't sleep and I got on my phone and I somehow got served for an ad for Candy Crush. So I was like, okay, it's been downloaded like 500 billion times. There must be something to this thing. And I found myself addicted to the darn game. Like I couldn't, like I was playing it. I would get into bed and I would start playing the Candy Crush game and all the lights are flashing and the phone's vibrating and the candy's being crushed and I just couldn't put the damn thing down. And that's like the worst thing for your sleep. And so I realized it and I deleted the app from my phone. It was honestly hard though, cause I liked playing it, but I saw what was happening. It was like pulling me in. And so I deleted it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, I don't think there's anything wrong with a wind down routine, but you might want to do that one like a couple hours earlier because of all the lights and all that. It's like you might want to start that wind down, you know, at 9 p.m. or whatever, a couple hours before your actual sleep time.
If there's any Candy Crush developers listening, good job. You definitely designed it to be addictive.
Right.
All right. Let's go back to mindset. I want to talk about tips and strategies. I also meant to mention something before and then I forgot, is that there was sort of a business lesson in what you were saying, because you said you do the functional medicine with the mindset. And so for the business owners listening, it's, you know, it sounds like adding the mindset was a nice differentiator for your practice. And so it was very smart.
It is. Yeah. I didn't do it on purpose, but that is what differentiates me from other functional medicine doctors.
Yeah. That's smart. All right. Well, let's talk about tips, tools, strategies. You know, we can go for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, like whatever, what do you think is your best content to share around mindset?
First of all, okay, tips, you know, I have a blog that has 60 actual tips. They're called arrow tips at youareunstoppable.net. That's all free content for people. If they want to go to that, they can look at that and find 60 tips with actionable steps to start shifting things. So that's my number one tip, is go get the tips. But okay. I think the biggest tip, honestly, is something that I did for myself years ago. You know, it's like I would see people that were experts in things, you know, expert in functional medicine, experts in GI, experts in hormones, experts, you know, people might play a sport, people were experts. And at some point in there, I thought, you know, what do I really, really want to be an expert in? And I decided I want to be an expert in mastering my own mind. basically. And so I think that just changed my whole life. And I did it out of necessity, like I said, but when I made that firm decision, you know what, I'm going to master my mental and emotional game, that changed everything, because most people are trying to manage situations outside of themselves. And the one thing that goes everywhere with you is you. So when I started mastering that, everything changed. So I think really people making that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to change myself mentally, which affects my emotions. And that is, that has to really be a decision, because you have to be really uncompromising in that dedication to changing who you are and developing yourself and furthering yourself as a person. So I think that decision is probably my number one tip, because once you do that, then there's all kinds of tips after that. You know, consume proper, you know, nutritional, nutrient dense content mentally. I always talk to people about their food that they're consuming, because that's part of functional medicine. But you've got to consume mental food, you know, and your mental self-talk is critical. So, you know, there's a million tips I can give around that. But if you haven't made the decision that I need to change this, none of those things really last like anything else. It's like doing a diet that you didn't, you know, you didn't decide you actually were going to become a different person. And that's another tip, is deciding you're going to be someone different than you currently are, which, you know, is different than I'm going to do this thing. It's I'm going to be this new person who naturally does those things, if that makes any sense.
It does. I mean, you're making me think of the book, is it Jocko Willink? I can't think, I'm probably butchering his name, but he talks about like full ownership and this other personal development books I read about, you know, making the decision and fully owning that decision and sticking with it. And because you're right, if you're not really fully committed, it's probably not going to last long. And so I think that's a smart, you know, make the decision and stick with it.
Right.
I will give a plug for your blog too. I meant to mention that. It is good. It's really, you could tell you poured your heart into it, and like very meaty content, very insightful advice. And I like the branding of it, the arrows and stuff like that. So yeah, everyone listening, I definitely recommend you go check out those tips. It's very, very well-written content.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How do you handle challenges now? I mean, obviously no one's perfect. We still get flustered. Still, even though you've been working on your mindset for a while, life throws you a curveball. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's life, right? It's always going to happen, no matter how great at mindset you get. But I will say that the one thing that I, you know, really have changed about myself is when a challenge comes, I tend to see it as an opportunity rather than an obstacle. And it's an opportunity for growth, no matter what it is. When you view things that way, that automatically sets you up to have an easier time. Doesn't mean you feel great. Doesn't mean, you know, you don't have negative thoughts, but right away your brain, once again, I'm big into the science behind mindset. I like the spiritual metaphysical aspect too, but I like to combine the two, and I'm really more into the science behind it. So once you make that decision, like, hey, I'm going to use this as an opportunity, then the brain right away goes to seeking out that information for you, like I said before, you know. And I'll give you an example. When COVID came, I do still have a big part of my practice was the chiropractic. After COVID, I went down to 2 days a week. But when COVID came, rather than freaking out and getting scared, I simply decided, and I made this decision firmly in my mind, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to me. And I just kept going with that. And that was a huge challenge, you know, for everybody, even myself. But my brain started to see the opportunity and everything shifted again. You know what I mean? And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I hate to say that because I know there's a lot of people that lost people, including myself. I lost a couple people that I know. So I'm not like making light of it, but I'm just saying that I decided this challenge and this obstacle is going to be the best thing that ever happened. And right away, my brain started to see, where's the opportunity here? So I think that is really my approach to any challenge at this point.
Yeah, I have personal experience with that too. Like you make a decision to go down a certain path, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're meeting people that you weren't expecting to meet, or things happen, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but you keep keep on going on the same path with 100% commitment. And it's, you know, it's amazing what opportunities can come your way.
It really is. It really is amazing.
All right, Amy, I've got one last question for you. This is great. I love talking about the mindset stuff, but I do want to end with a question I ask a lot now, and that's the meaning of life. I like to ask it because everyone's experiences are different, and so their answers are usually different, not always, but sometimes. And so through your personal experiences and life thus far, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah, I think that always evolves, that answer. But at this point, I would say the meaning of life to me is really to experience it. And that can come with, you know, good experiences or harder experiences, but it's really to experience it. And the second part of that, I would say, is really to create. I think we're creators. So to create the life you want and create the experience you want. So going back to your last question, how do you handle challenges? I really see that as I'm here to experience life, and I can choose to experience this in a way that uplifts me and uplifts the people around me and uplifts the world to a higher place, or I can choose to, you know, experience that from a lower level. And so both are experiences, but I'm going to choose the one that, you know, makes the world a better place, basically.
Yeah. And there's so much experience in this world. It's amazing. Like I talked about this a couple of times on my show, but we started doing road trips in 2020 during COVID. And it's like, we just go to the US, but it's amazing how much stuff there is to do in the US, from like just parks and just educational stuff, like museums and just great restaurants and interesting people. And it just, it's there's so much in the US to experience once you just get out there and just travel. It's mind-boggling.
There is so much, but also don't forget to experience every day the most mundane things. I'm sitting here looking out my window at my bird feeders, and it's like, I sound like an old person now, you know what I'm saying? But just like, just the everyday things. There's a train going by. It's the most beautiful experience. It's just so don't forget the everyday little things. We don't have to like go forever and go far to experience joyful moments. So I think you're totally right.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's why I love going on walks.
You know, so great.
Well, Amy, if someone wants to connect with you, where should we send them?
You can go to youareunstoppable.com. That's my website. And on there, there's a tab for the blog, which is youareunstoppable.net. But you can go to either one of those sites and find me.
Perfect. Thanks for everything you shared. Great job.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.